Before we start, I have to apologize, I made a mistake. It's not that you're going one way on the sword, I was the Gemara later on. Here, it's when you're using the opposite side of the knife that's flat.
Yeah.
One side of the knife
and
is
we're worried they're going to go ahead and use
flip the knife.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's what he was trying to say.
Did you make it to New York or not?
Not yet, we're thinking about going Monday. Is the element able to go Monday? It's very tight. It's a tight week this week, but I think we should, if we don't do it, we're not going to do it. You know what I mean?
My father's going to be here for Shavuos. I could go ahead and get he'll bring me a knife. If you need a knife, just sell
them. I don't need a knife. I'm saying, we're going to go for a trip. I think it's nice to go, you know.
Come on, man.
Nice trip. We're not going to spend a long time by your father. I want to leave here at 5 o'clock. It'll be there 6:30. Be by your father for an hour.
You're not going to be there 6:30 for the 5 o'clock.
Why not?
Because you're going to hit rush hour traffic.
So then we'll leave at 4:45.
Okay.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
How are you guys going to be able to go?
Yeah, people going to work. And this week it's a hard work week also.
Yeah, because if you're taking off Thursday and Friday.
What time could you leave work?
The point is, if you have to keep up to leave Thursday and Friday.
So what time do you leave work? Don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you could do. Make believe I'm Trump. Don't tell me what you can't do.
I
mean,
like,
yes, man.
I like 5:30.
So which one? 5 or 5:30?
Let's say 5:30.
5:30 will be by your father at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
No. 7 o'clock.
6:37, yeah.
7 o'clock.
Least.
7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock will be by your father for an hour?
Less. I mean, he's going to show you the knives. He's going to sit there. He's going to joke. He's going to laugh. He's going to tell you stories. You're going to tell him stories.
Okay, so.
We're going to talk about Reb Gustman.
An hour.
5 minutes, an hour.
Well, yeah. And then we'll go to Essen. We'll be there at 8:30.
Okay.
We'll be there for an hour and a half.
Good.
And then we'll go.
Then go Ginza Joe for Maverick. What time is Maverick Ginza Joe? 9:30, 9.
Oh, so it's a problem.
9:30.
Just can't go there and then come back. Right. Maybe we'll go to the mirror. What time is Maverick in the mirror?
I don't know.
We'll get home at midnight.
I lost it, right?
How do you know about Ginza Joe? I know.
Well, you're a Ginza Joe guy?
Yeah. Who's your shirt? Rosenbaum.
So you want to come? You would come?
Every day.
The hearings? People are not hearing.
What? I really could, but.
You're a one man show, right? No.
No, I have somebody in the morning. She comes like 9:30.
That's a secretary.
No. This
is your place.
Oh, yeah? For ladies?
No. I mean, it's men too. I mean, if you call me up, I don't have a sweet spot. I put you in there in the morning.
Ah.
How do you know Ginza Joe?
I used to down there. I told you I down by your...
In the basement?
Sure. I remember you when you were a little boy.
You remember me?
How old are you? You're so much older than him?
No.
I was 20 years old and I was married and living in Flatbush.
How old are you?
Trying to find a place.
How old are you?
Now, 53.
Oh, so he is older than you.
2 years.
Well, you're 51 already?
No. I'm over 50.
3 years.
Well, you were the... I remember
maybe you remember his brother. Maybe it's his brother, younger brother.
Your brother?
How old is your brother, younger brother?
Rami. Rami is at least 20 years younger than me. 17 years, 18 years younger than me.
That's the one at the show?
No.
For a period, I dive in by, what's my name, in the basement over there. Every Shabbos for like a few months.
Why did you start off in New York?
Why? Because
so
who
was the rub then? You had the Rabbi Maratsky, that Israeli guy was going to use. Rabbi was still the rub?
Maratsky was the rub.
Really?
Sure. 1993. I got married in 92 in the winter, November. 92.
I wasn't home that much. Remember
my Maisha, we have to go to the Kfarim. Zaydis.
Yeah, you have to put the invitations.
Invite them to the Chasim.
Yeah.
It's a big Indian. I didn't do it with Rami because I was overwhelmed, but I think we should take a trip one day.
Where is it?
Oh.
Queens?
My Zaydu, I'm named after, is Wellwood. My grandparents
Wellwood
are in Lakewood. My parents' parents are in Lakewood. My mother's parents are in New Brunswick. Old Bridge, the other place. You know where what's the name has a chalka there? Place where the water is.
That's Dean's.
No, Dean's is also water. The other place that's water.
Mark.
No, the place that has tons of water.
Oh,
it's a
Oldbridge. How's there a basic
Nitro? Yeah, Nitro's there. Yeah.
How's there basic
Florida Park?
No.
It's not near water, but the water.
What happens is when you bury enough people, there's nowhere for the water to go, and eventually it's there are areas there where mamash the coffins are in water.
It's not just bad.
It's bad. No, it
contaminates
the bodies.
Push the bodies out. Yeah.
My point is, contaminates the water.
It's not just that, but it you could. My grandparents were on this big, huge hill. I remember when my grandfather was buried, there was water there.
I will find out.
He wasn't from, so I don't know.
Still needs a burial.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's go. So, Rabbi Nuas said over, Rabban Garsha told him, as Matzah Shabbos, you say over this Maisa, it's a school of Parnosa and Shefa. So there was a Yid, Don Segel. There was a Yid in Prague.
When you say it's a Yid, it's always the story goes, a Yid in Varsha.
We should go to Prague, that's what we should do.
We were in Prague.
We should go back to the Tesis Yontif. It's almost a year since I'm not talking, but it's more than a year.
It
was. I'm calm not talk. Except for...
Tesis Yontif was in
Varsha, sure.
In Krakow.
In Krakow, yeah.
In Krakow? Yeah. Yeah, we didn't go to Krakow. I mean, you went to Krakow? I went to Krakow a different time. I went with Hess a couple of years before that.
Anyway, Mikitsa, there's a Yid in Prague who had a dream for three nights in a row that under the bridge, somewhere a little while away, there's a treasure. So he took his awesome buggy and went down there, and the guards asked him, what are you doing? He said, well, I had a dream for three nights in a row that there's a treasure. They said, really, it's pretty funny. So we had a dream, there's a guy in Prague and this and this address behind his oven, there's a treasure. We had it three nights in a row, and we didn't go nowhere. So get out of here. He got back into his car, went back home, took apart the oven, and there was a guy said, brilliantin in gold and silver. And he was able to live b'shefa, so there should be a week parnasa b'revach and shefa, bracha mazel, and nachas and the kinder. Especially today was erev chodesh sivan, but there's shlach kodesh. So that is a story. Okay, zok de gemara. We're up to. Where are we up to? Yes, we're up to tezayin. I'm sorry.
The design is today.
Amar Shechem Mukhni, Marin Top. Shechem Mukhni, yeah. Somebody sell shechts with a wheel, the pulley.
No, it's about Kaisel.
Shechazak Shechem.
No, we didn't do this.
Yes, we did.
It's about Kaisel.
Yes, we did. Shechazak Shechem. Vatanya Shechazak Shechem.
We didn't.
Marin Top. Tesson, Tesson on base. Amar. Ashechem Mukhni, somebody shechts with a pulley system. Shchitas ekshera. Vatani shchitas epsula. Lokash habesarna de pachra habesarna de maya. Depends if it's a pulley system that's for wood. Whose phone is this over there?
Is it my phone?
I guess so. Yeah. Ain't mine. I don't have shchitas like that.
Shchitas like what?
It's a cheres.
So the earthenware guy who has a pulley system. That's different than the guy who with the water. Either way, it's water. Basically, when you pull away the panel and the water goes gushing in and makes the wheel turn, that gush that comes, that's karech rishon. Once it's turning weiter, that's karech sheni, so that's a difference. I'm on the cuffs of the chav, a guy ties his friend up like the mafia, the old days, you know. And he releases the water, and the guy dies of mischai. Why? Because Giri Dehu, the Hani Bay, the guy is away, a ways away, and eventually the water gets to him. That's called Grama and Yinachai. Yosef Rab, Achoy de Rabbi, Chiev, Rabbi, Kameh de Rabbi, Yosef Rabbi, become a Minayan Shchita, Shehi Betolish. Hani Nar Shchita is Betolish with a knife that's Tolish. Shnema Vikach Samachel Zushchit. By Avraham Avinu, it says that he took the knife. Amalei, Rav le Rabchia, my kamar. Amalei, vav de chsiv aufse kamar. He's saying it's a mistake what you're saying. It's not true what you're saying. Vav al big rashes, it's a vav that's written in cracks. Merely you can't see the vav. Basically, you're mistaken. I vakra kamar. He brings a pasuk from Avraham Avinu that he brought the knife. What do you mean? But pretty clear. So he says, All Torah is telling you that Avram didn't rely on a reed that was there, or a rock that was there, or a piece of metal shard that was there. He brought a knife with him. He knew he has to shechita. He brought a knife with him. Nothing to talk about. Amar Rava, pshitali talosh v'saif chibroi, yin avayitzcham havatalosh. If it's talosh v'saif chibroi, that's considered talosh ain't chayv. Damar ma'arim shtach b'shaloi osri. V'yisal da ha'am chuber eliheim alaharim eliharim alaheim.
And this is not avayit zara.
Wouldn't be avayit zara. That's, look up at that. Linyan heksh's rhyme. Tanoi, Heksha's Roim is also the same thing. Means you need in order to be Kiyutan has to be Tolosh. Mimbar is gonna bring the case. Tanoi, the Tana Kaifa Ka'ar al Kaisel, somebody puts a jug on a Kaisel, Bishvil Shatudak, he wants to wash off this jug, all right, and then it drips onto to the vegetables. Okay, that's not shver. Hakoysel ends up chiyutan. Medom mekoysel marav. Koysel b'minim shul shiyilka koysel udeinim chiyutan. Habeshul shiyudak koysel raisem chiyutan. So you see from here clearly that koysel binyan is considered talosh, even though it's connected because it's talosh of b'sayif mechuber. That's not a problem. By Rava talosh b'sayif chibur li nishchita mai. What are nishchita? Toshma, Yatsur Yatsman Akaisel, you have a rock sticking out of a wall, or you kinda oil mail, or a reed sticking off on the ground. The shakabash kasapsula. So what do you see? You see pretty clearly that if it's a mechuber, it's a problem. So what it says, Akmaya skin kaisam ma'ara. Talking about a rock that's originally. So it's a mechuber to the karka. That's a problem. They can tani, do me the kana ala. Oil mail. So it means it's connected it's origination. Shmami, no, that it's only because it's kana miyikaroi, because mechuber miyikaroi. But if it's talosh or b'sayif chibroi, maybe mechitesi. Tashma, no atzakim kaisel v'shocha b'shkos k'shera. So you see clearly, that's talosh, b'sayif chibroi. So you see it's k'shera. You must know, sh'ayini sakil in vatla. Nobody's vatla a knife. It's a 500-dollar item. You don't vatla to the wall. You're putting it up there. What does your father's knife score?
I don't know. It depends. You have to know which one you're buying. A lot of money. Bring a few dollars with you.
The high end is expensive?
Yeah.
Why?
Really good ones?
Why?
First of all, the longer that you want, the more expensive that it gets.
Okay.
The polish, the different handle material, all these things add and make it more expensive. Thicker, the heavier knives, the more expensive. Everything's more expensive.
It's hard to shech with a heavy knife,
yeah,
no?
Exactly.
The kinds are strong. The shechaitim are strong people.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to hold that knife.
The wrists and their forearms are very strong.
Because they're shecht and they can't do drisa.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to hold it like this.
And it can't be pressing.
Can't be pressing, right.
You have to push down when you're cutting. Anything you cut, you have to push down, but you also have
but
to
But you also
sewing.
Can't press, right.
You can't just chop down.
How do they check to see the kind of vesha that they... If the animal's jumping around, how do they...
Animals don't jump around.
It doesn't jump
they
around.
They have in a headlock.
After it's shot, the guy is holding the simon when he's shocking, when he uses his thumb, he pops them out.
Yeah.
So he's able to see in split seconds, he's able to see right away what he shot and what he didn't shot.
Uh-huh.
So he slices through, right, pulls back. This is in his hand, he's able to see right away. He got both.
It doesn't get
hands.
Bloody?
It should, but
they're covered.
Forward,
they're
but doesn't matter. Of course it gets bloody.
So how do you see?
Because you can still see right away what you have and what you don't have. The kana is,
okay.
it's cartilage. It's like whitish.
Oh, I have that on my computer. Yeah.
Right? And then, you have a cartridge.
But the animal's not jumping around?
It not enough that you can't see what you're doing.
The cow's not jumping around. Someone, on
they
hold,
jumping
don't they hold them down?
No, it depends if it's in a box.
They hold it. They put them in a cage or something.
So, in Texas, how do you call it? The shechita in Texas that the CRC uses has a rollover box. The shechita that Aaron's uses has a rollover box. They walk the animal straight in to like this box. You can actually see it online. And the whole thing rolls over upside down with the head sticking out. You can chop the chef it off.
The head doesn't move?
No, it's designed specifically for shechita. It's a rollover box.
Wow.
So it's on its back with its feet up.
They don't go to the bathroom?
Sure, they place is full of bathroom all over the place. It's blood and everything else all over the floor. And they're hosing it down. It's
other places don't do the roll over.
It's up to your knees. They're wearing boots that go over the knees. Like the, it's
so the other places don't
do donors or the only two places in the United States that use the rollover box is in Texas by the CRC and Aaron's.
And what do the other people do? And what do the other people do?
They don't use a roll of a box.
So what do they do?
They flip the animal upside down.
How?
Big burly guy.
No.
Yeah. And there's a chain, there's a hoist system. They rope a foot, they sling it up. But or it's in
doesn't rip, doesn't break the foot?
No, it's also a lot of, most of them use actually it's in a standing box. They work the animal into a standing box, it's compression, the sides close in on it like this, and the head is sticking out. There's a chin pull that pulls the whole chin neck forward, which makes the skin very tight, and they're able to shock it, and the whole thing opens up and sprays everywhere.
But no, it's never standing up.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. But not with its own weight on the floor.
It's not loose. It's not loose. Not loose. The animal will run. You can't control a 1,000-pound animal.
The sides are locked in, and then there's a lift that comes up, holds the belly up off the floor. Uh-huh. So the belly is off the floor, but its legs are not actually on the floor. Its weight is not on its legs anymore.
So if it's jumping around, it's not
going to
fall out.
It could do like this with its feet, but it's not going to, there's no traction. It's not going to get anywhere.
Because one time I saw a video.
Yes.
It was the animal jumping around.
It wasn't, okay.
What was it doing?
You're talking about the PETA video from the 1990s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Shine.
What was it?
So first of all, I know exactly who the sheikh was over there.
Yeah. How did they get into the building?
Huh?
How did they get in?
It was one of the workers that was, that video can How do you say the word? Clandestinely. One of the workers was
paid
was
off by PETA or something?
Yeah, he was paid off by PETA to go ahead and he was embedded in and he wasn't actually, he didn't even work in the live room. He worked not in the live room, but whatever. He videoed. That's where the whole thing where Bashkin started. This shirtip. What happened was he shafted. He didn't catch the two freedom on the sides of the neck. And that's what the guy came in afterwards and went like this and cut open the whole chest of the animal to get it to bleed out. He did not do a good shechita. It's kosher 100% because he got the two simanim, but he didn't get the freedom. We're going to learn later on. You have to also get the two freedom.
So what? So what does Peter have to do with it?
Because it looks really bad because they're shechting, and we're always claiming that it's a more humane way of unaliving the animal. But look how much animal the animal went through. It's making noises and snorting, and then they opened up the side of the box, and the animal slid out, and then it got up on its feet, and it started dancing around and slipping on the floor because it's all full of blood, because its own throat is hanging out, and it's slipping on the floor. You have to see the video. It's really...
Well, so it was a mistake.
Yeah, the chef did not do a good job. It's 100% kosher because... Actually, we're going to learn that a guy...
What's vredim? Vredim is
vredim are the two veins on the side of the neck, the two arteries on the side of the neck.
So it doesn't die right away?
If the vredim would have been shechted, would it die right away?
In less than 10 seconds, that's complete total loss of consciousness.
But because he didn't shecht
the
vredim.
He didn't
shecht
the vredim, so he didn't go through or he got only one, not the other one, the whole gushing of blood you don't see over there. So then the guy came in afterwards with a knife and stabbed it in the chest and pulled forward, you see, and then he tried to get more blood to come out, but he wasn't getting blood of the circulatory system. It was just getting blood that was in the chest. It was a disaster. Yeah, everything went.
It was a setup. You think it was a setup?
No, because I know exactly what the sheikh it was.
Then we didn't eat that animal. That animal did not go through.
Why? It could have been 100% kosher. That's the difference. This is exactly what we learned later on that in Eber Menachai that a guy cannot eat from an animal the idem mefarcheses because it needs to be dead. Otherwise, it's considered Eber Menachai. We need just shechita, not to call it, to have hechsher on the animal. So, if the animal is still kicking around like that, and I cut off a piece and I ate it, I'm not chayev, because it has a hechsher shechita on it, because it's shechted. Uh-huh. The guy who did that is going to be chayev, because it's still considered chayev.
So how does Pita Taka allow, shechita Taka?
They don't allow it.
They are constantly campaigning against it. But Temple Grandin, who was a send from God, an autistic lady who went to the University of Kentucky, I think. You know this lady?
What?
Fascinating lady.
What is
her name is Temple Grandin. She's an autistic lady, and she decided to make a track in the University of Texas. Animal, like she understood the brain of an animal and what it feels like and what it sees and what it does during slaughter. And she realigned the whole slaughter system in the United States, all by the gun, nothing to do with the Jews. How the chutes work, how the animals are penned in, what the animal sees.
What's the most humane thing to do?
And she agrees across the board. The most humane way to dispatch an animal is by shechita, cutting the neck.
Why?
Because you get the freedom, loses consciousness. And the biggest key about this is because kosher animals don't have what's called a circle of Wallace. By non-kosher animals, there's a secondary circulatory system in the brain. Besides for the two arteries in the neck, it goes in the back of the neck by the bone. There's an additional two veins that circulate blood to the brain. Kosher animals don't have that circle of Wallace, it's called.
Wow.
And it's a special thing that only kosher animals have.
So these people can't shut down the entire meat industry. They can't do that.
No.
So therefore, their only question is Shah Gross is.
They would.
They would, but they don't have the power to do that.
And
Asperger's.
Asperger's and she had autism and all sorts of things.
No, Asperger's is autism.
And then the hugs, she made a hug machine. She's a very fascinating lady. They
What's
made
a hug?
About her.
A regular adventure slaughter machine.
Yeah, she made a hug machine.
What does that mean?
Because she couldn't handle her mother's touch, but at the same time she wanted hugs. She's autistic, she's an autistic baby.
Right.
So she wanted hugs, but she couldn't handle a human touch.
Right.
So she was stuck. So she built a hug machine, a box that basically goes around her body and squeezes her, so she feels that envelopment
mm-hmm.
without a human touch.
Right.
And
okay.
Yeah, so it's she's a very fascinating lady.
How do animals by the non-cursed?
They either cut the necks or they do captive bolt. The problem that they stopped doing captive bolt recently, like
you
in the last 15 years, captive bolt. No, they don't use
that.
Yeah, but it's with an air compressed bolt. Like they have a thing that's like this long. No, it's air compressed. It's about this long, and they push a button, and this thing shoots out of a handle this much and just embeds itself into the brain, which makes instant death.
And that's less humane than shechita?
That's less humane than shechita, yes.
Why?
Because the animal is more stressed when it happens. During the dying process, the animal is more stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Versus by loss of blood, the animal has no stress. It doesn't realize exactly.
The knife's too sharp to kill.
Exactly. And she actually mentions, because the knife is as sharp as it is, the animal doesn't actually feel the slicing of it. It only feels the loss of consciousness, which it doesn't realize what's going on, and then it's lost consciousness. And it happens too fast for it to chop what's going on.
Right.
Well, they realize that they're going to get shechted.
No. By the way, that's halacha. You can't have one watching the other, which is what that video about the ducks, I'm very surprised. You're not allowed to have one animal watch another animal being shechted.
So what do they do?
They're not sitting there watching each other. If you notice that video by the ducks, I have to find that video again, where one duck is lying on the table, like in line for the next one to be moved on. Like, I don't understand how that works. I have to ask my father, because he's been
in
that
family. You can't have a chicken holding chicken in the chef.
You don't want a
line.
You do. You line them up, sure. But for an empire, there's a whole cage of chickens going across. There's 15, 20 shachtim lined up.
Right.
And then the first guy opens up the box, takes out a chicken, hands it to the guy, he shechts it. But there's no other chicken sitting there looking, watching when it's happening. It's not like, but that's why if we go to
there's no live chicken behind it.
Right.
Getting
exactly. It's not like they're hung up alive. Even by the turkeys, when they hang them up alive, they hang up the turkeys alive because they're too hard to move around when they're dying, and they're very strong. They'll squeeze out of their hands when they're dying. They hang them up alive. Even when they hang them up alive, between all the shechting, there's like a partition. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, let's finish up. So the Gemara says, that you're not mavatlet.
No, okay.
Not mavatlet.
No, it's
not mekusin. So you not mavatlet. You're not mavatlet. Male, that's not called mechuber. You have no right.
Okay. That's a touch on
the
second
level.
You get mosquitoes? Amar not sakim akosel. The shochad bosh k'dosik shera. Amar avanan. Amar shmulish on olsha sakim lemal v'tzav behel lemato. That's a problem. Let's start in Tony. Papa Amar, but if the kolel, if you have a light boid, that's not a problem with risa.
No, you're not nervous about breast. But
yeah.
About breast.
Amar al kizdam ritz kavam ilav masis and tana hey dvarim nem mekroy mishal kano. And the twig, ain shach to have ain malam bav ain machatchem bav basa have ain machatzem. Shnayim you don't check, you don't use it as a toothpick. Ain mekanchem bav you don't use it as toilet paper. Ain shach to bav atayim kol shach to bav mitzur bav mitzur bav krumz. We just had this shal kano. Amar bav besimune the agma, a certain type of twig that gives off a splinter. It's splinterous. Ain machatchem bav basa bav machatchem bav kiru dogim. He would cut this fish that had innards. He would cut the innards of the fish.
So why did he do
it? Because the fish was a see-through fish. So you could see it as a splinter. Rabbi Avuna Mechatech Ba'oif the Roche, it's soft, the male won't get a splinter. He gets hemorrhoids. I'm a papa kinoach pi makam. You know, we're talking about that you're wiping a wound, not wiping yourself. Hakol shachtem al oilam shachtem. Hakol shachtem hakol b'shchito v'afilu oif. Loilam. Loilam shachtem mantana. I'm Rava. Rishmol itayik yach v'shel kecho. Et kulcho. Tasher diber loch v'amarta eichu abasa. Rishmol. I'm a leba kasa lahatl and bossa taiva shabat kila neslan bossa taiva, mishnazar, tutlan bossa taiva. Akshagol, yachli yachli isuran, nushan, kakshaninu, loilam shachte. Basically, the machloikis, if when they were in the midbar, they were not allowed to eat bossa taiva, because the mizbeh, the mishkan was there. Then, when the mishkan went away, they were allowed to eat. The question is, when they went back to that stroll.
But in the desert, they didn't have to shacht.
No, that's only according to one man.
This is the shita subishmol here. This is shita subishmol.
No, shabat chilin aslan basa taiva. What's
but chilin? Allah hata ba basa taiva shabat chilin aslan basa taiva. Shemichus loy sutlan basa taiva. Ve'achshu shegalu. Yach yachsel leisur and rishon. Kach shenu loy lem shachte. But this shita subishmol holds that in the midbar they didn't need to shacht.
They didn't need to shacht.
No, they didn't need to shacht.
Neslan basa taiva.
Right. To shacht. You can't shacht. They were able to eat meat by the go. The pasuk says that.
No, they had to bring basar shlom. They had to go bring a carbon.
That's if they wanted to. No.
At a mishkan, when the mishkan was up, they were only allowed to shacht carbonus to bring to the kachin.
Like you just said, they're only allowed to shacht.
No, Rakiva is the one that holds the lady. We'll have it soon in a minute. The next time, Rakiva is Rakiva.
Yeah, that's Rakiva's shita.
Rakiva's shita. Yeah. Okay.
So next up is Shmuel and Rakiva.
Mask of Rabbi Yosef. You know what? We'll continue. Let's. No, let's get to the two dots. Mazar of Yosef, hail oilam shechtim, oilam shechtim v'oichlim. That's what you're telling me, by the way. V'oim yikor my time isim, shem nahavim mekarvel mishklam. V'soim my time ishtru, dahavim mekarvel mishklam. V'kol shkoh hashter, achikul lutrei. Elam of Yosef, v'kivi, the tani ki yarchim ha'am okam, ha'ashiv kashem ha'am 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 Shabtchila hutl hem basan achira. You have to just rip it apart. Basan achira, by the way, is not just a live animal. You have to kill it. And you rip it.
That's
a menachai. You have to come with a menachai. Yes. The achshav shegalu.
Yachal yachzir la ten arisha, that you could just kill it.
Right. Okay. Let's bench.